A proposed sales tax for the Oklahoma County Jail hits a roadblock. People who drive along a section of I-35 in Norman are asked to give feedback and details on proposed legislation to protect Oklahoma racetracks. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Deborah Schar. County commissioners rejected a proposal to bring the option of a sales tax for the Oklahoma County Jail in front of voters. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on Wednesday's Board of County Commissioners meeting.
In 2022, voters approved a bond for a new jail in Oklahoma County, but the project is running over budget by hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, Oklahoma City leaders are considering how to meet the estimated $500 million gap. Commissioner Jason Lowe proposed asking voters to decide on a 5/8 cent sales tax that would go toward the jail's construction.
Oklahoma County has been waiting 20 years to properly address this issue. I don't want to spend another 20 years or more waiting for the right time.
Lowe's proposal failed to move forward. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber is against the tax increase, and County Commissioners Miles Davidson and Brian Mann did not second the motion. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is seeking public input on the interchange planned for the east-west connector turnpike at I-35 in Norman. OTA says this will be the third interchange constructed for the 28-mile-long new turnpike. The agency is requesting feedback on things like traffic flow, infrastructure, and frontage road changes. Comments can be submitted online through February 20th. The I-35 interchange will be built in phases, with construction of the first project expected to start in spring 2027. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond's office is leading a multi-state coalition in support of President Donald Trump's withholding of federal funds for New York City public schools over transgender-inclusive bathroom and locker room policies. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
An amicus brief filed by Drummond's office this week asks the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York to deny the New York City Board of Education's motion for summary judgment and to grant the Trump administration's motion to dismiss a lawsuit over the funding cuts. The coalition takes issue with the New York Department of Education's guidelines for transgender students using bathrooms and locker rooms in alignment with their gender identity, writing, "The guidelines require no verification documents, medical diagnosis, or parental consent." In a press release, Drummond said the, quote, "traditional and correct interpretation of Title IX must be upheld." Attorneys general from 17 other states signed on to the brief. I'm Hannah France.
A state lawmaker hopes to pass a new law protecting racetracks from nuisance lawsuits if they existed before new housing developments. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more.
Blanchard Republican Senator Kendall Sacchieri is behind Senate Bill 1195. She says it's meant to protect Oklahomans' right to race. Christian Robinson advocates for bills like this on a national level on behalf of a racing and aftermarket car parts trade organization. He says the goal is to get ahead of a growing trend of noise complaints closing racetracks, either via court order or because mom and pop owners can't afford the court fees.
Once a racetrack is closed, the damage, frankly, is permanent. And what we're looking at here is a chance for the state to act before that happens.
Robinson says there are around 30 operational racetracks in Oklahoma, contributing to a $444 million industry and about 2,800 jobs in the state. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.